Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Blazers take on the Kings tonight. I got asked the question, I believe Jeffrey Rust asked me the question, do the Blazers deserve to be 8.5-point favorites in this game? And my retort is that spread has nothing to do with the Blazers. It has everything to do with the dumpster fire in Sacramento.
I think you're definitely onto something there. That team just doesn't make any sense, and we knew that coming into the season of what they were going to be.
How's Doug Christie the coach there?
Vibes.
Didn't they have a coach of the year there in the first place?
I mean, Sacramento right now has...
Light the beam!
They have the second lowest point differential in the NBA. Only the Wizards are worse. The Wizards are at minus 13.9. The Kings are at minus 11.5.
Who is the best player on the Kings?
DeRozan.
See what I mean?
Depends on what you... Yeah.
Who's the best player on that team?
Sabonis is good, but... Fit is awkward. He's an undersized center, and defensively he's limited. He's a great passer, great rebounder.
LaVine is good.
LaVine's a good scorer.
Doesn't have a great shot, but score.
He can shoot. Yeah. DeRozan's less of the shooter, but like DeRozan's a guy that I trust more. I mean, if you want to go outside the box and say like going forward, it's Keon Ellis.
Well, yeah.
And Keegan Murray, but yeah, you're hoping. But yeah, man, beyond that, it's tough.
And that's always a wild thing, because when I look at the Blazers, who's the best player on the Blazers?
Denny.
Well, that's Denny Avdia. That's easy. I mean, in theory, the best player on the Blazers is Damian Lillard.
But yes, kind of what you're saying. It's very easy.
Or Duop Reeve.
Let's see. The most used lineup by the Kings is Dennis Schroeder, Russell Westbrook, Zach LaVine, DeMar DeRozan, DeMontis Sabonis. God, that's disgusting. That's gross.
I agree.
Good God, that's gross.
And that's kind of why, like, obviously I'm going to watch the game tonight. I'm just teasing.
That lineup has a negative 17.2 differential. It's in the sixth percentile.
Yeah. And that's
the only thing they do well is not turn the ball over. They have a seventh percentile effective field goal percentage, ninth percentile points per possession, 21st percentile points allowed per possession. They don't turn teams over. They're in the 10th percentile. So they don't force turnovers. Good gravy, they're bad.
Yeah, and that's why, like, I'll have the game on tonight on the iPad.
Mm-hmm.
I won't dual screen or have it on the screen because I'm really stoked about Thursday Night Football tonight. Mm-hmm. But boy, would I need a reason to watch this game if I were a casual Blazer fan.
Okay,
and it's nothing against Blazers. I mean, what's the health report tonight? Business as usual. No Drew.
Yeah,
Drew's no Scoot.
Let me see if there's any other updates. I don't think it comes out for another hour.
Anybody got mud butt right now?
I mean, it's been going through the locker room.
It always does, dude. It goes through my house when it does. Why wouldn't it go through that?
So as of yesterday, the list was Javonte Koku's on G League assignment, but Scoot's obviously out, Drew's out, Dame's out, T's out, Blake out. So
okay,
I don't see any of the other bigs.
So welcome to full strength Trailblazers.
Well, with guys that aren't on shelf.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Full strength tonight, baby.
So Donovan, again, basically playing two games over the span of, 8 or 9 days. They got the big break. Donovan's able to get healthy. Rob's able to get healthy. Jeremy's was fighting being sick. Chris was fighting being sick. I mean, the guys have been, it's not just injuries. It's that time of year, the locker room and the germ tube that is the plane.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's guys on the team that have kids, and those guys bring little germ factories into there, and it's one of those things that it permeates every locker room.
There is a good chance that Donovan Clingan, Time Lord, and Denny Avdia will have a field day on Sabonis tonight.
Oh, not just that. They just don't have any defense or rim protection. Keegan Murray and Keon Ellis are the only guys you can rely on to play
if
defense.
If we come in tomorrow and Donovan Klingon is like 20-14-4.
Not going to be a surprise.
I'm gonna flex my muscles here.
I'd be more surprised on the 20, but, you know.
Yeah.
Otherwise, this should be why this game matters in a sense is this is a game the Blazers should and need to win.
Really, really do.
So this is their schedule coming up. They have the Kings back to back. It's a home and home. They're here against Sacramento. They give a day off and they fly down to Sacramento for one game, and they come home for what is it? A five? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
There's a Peacock in there. I know.
There's a five-game homestand.
Didn't they just say that Peacocks are going to 7:30, though?
They're
going to
bump them back. Yeah, yes, good. Because all of us were like, and utter nightmare fuel. What
y'all
are you doing?
Idiots.
And they were only doing it to cater to the East Coast. And it was like, yeah, knock it off. But after that, they have the Kings twice. Then they have the Pistons and Magic, which those should both be difficult games, but you're at home. I would imagine you're trying to at least get one of those, get the Magic game. Then they've got the Clippers, Celtics, and Mavericks. So the Clippers have been complete and utter dog water. Celtics have been much better. Did you see the latest that Jason Tatum says he's going to come back?
Be careful, buddy.
I mentioned this probably.
Be careful.
Was it a month ago that I brought that up when I was talking to Dame?
Yeah. I think we talked about it. And Dame was just absolutely not.
Do not do it.
I mean, Dame's got 10, 12 years on Jason Tatum, but still.
But even then.
I just wouldn't.
No, and that's the prevailing sentiment to every player that
unless
I've
your Achilles is actually like Seth Rollins' Achilles, which wasn't really Achilles, I'm not rushing that back. Shout out Seth Rollins.
It's just don't do it. But the Celtics have been playing pretty well. Jaylen Brown's been great. Derek White's been able to find a shot. Anthony and Pritchard are scoring. As they can, they're both great shooters, so that they've got that little bit of balance, but they still don't make a ton of sense, but obviously without Tatum. But then you have the Mavericks, and the Mavericks are not a good team. But then you have closing out the year against the Thunder on the road on New Year's, and then on that road trip, you play the Pelicans and Spurs, come back to start the year with another four-game homestand where it's Jazz, Rockets twice, and Knicks. So if you're going to try to scratch and claw and get your way back to 500, you need to beat the Kings. You need to knock off the Clippers. You need to knock off the Mavericks. You need to not drop a game to the Pelicans. And you probably need to steal a game in there and beat the Jazz before you go Rockets twice, Knicks, Warriors, Hawks, Lakers, and then Kings again. That's the next month.
Well, Blazers are 500 against the old Thunder. Why don't we just steal one from them?
Well, 2-1.
2-1, excuse me. Why don't you steal one from them?
Yeah, I mean, get one more. That's the thing. If you're going to get back
hit them where it hurts.
Well, if they're going to get back to 500, the thing they have to do is they do have to steal a couple games. You have to look. They
can't be losing the Pelicans. I know that game was weird and missing dudes, but like you just can't lose that game.
But also the Pistons and Magic, those are both teams they should have beaten. You know, it's a game winning shot from Desmond Bane, and you couldn't close out against the Pistons. Those are both games you should win.
Boy, that team and this team right now feel like really far away, don't they? They really do.
Yeah.
Just a complete different cast and different vibes to it. I caught a little bit of Zach Lowe's podcast yesterday, and he was very frustrated with the Blazers because he was like really stoked about it.
Well, yeah.
And now he's just like, I don't know how to watch. Like they're hurt, and Shaden drives me crazy every night. And,
mm-hmm.
and you know, he was very high on Drew Holiday.
Well, like, before Drew went down, it was massive.
Yeah.
He was playing incredible.
And I think anybody that watches hoops is high on Drew Holiday, no matter what team he's on.
So, I mean, people keep texting and either asking on YouTube or asking on Twitter. Look, I've said Christmas for Drew. That's where I'm at. When the calf went, I'm like, he's out a month.
That's a week.
So.
That's a week.
Hopefully. Hopefully.
A man can hope, Kenny.
That's what? Between now and then, they have 1, 2, 3, 4 games. So, day after Christmas, they play the Clippers. Hopefully, Drew's back then, but I'll be in the building tonight so I can get a little more of an update.
Yeah, see if he's kind of ramping up a little bit. See what kind of, see if he can sneak in what kind of work he's doing right now.
I'll just go talk to him.
Yeah. Yeah, I want you to report back on that tomorrow.
Drew's pretty forthcoming with stuff.
Yeah. So. Let me know if he's doing workout or if this is like a scoop thing where he's like not back till basketball activities till then, which means still time to ramp up. I'd be curious. So we'll circle around back on that. Maybe we'll have a larger, broader conversation on the Blazers tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.